Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is The Smears. To Project Marv underneath and saying it's doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Smears and a track called Wrath. We haven't played The Smears in a while, have we?
It's been a long time, yeah.
No, it has been a long time, and I've got some exciting news about that track. It's free to download.
Oh, nice.
That's right. So if you'd like to get yourself a free Smears track, why not do that? You can find it via their MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/SmearsUK.
No, it's not. They've redone it. It's myspace.com/the_Smears. You can also find The Smears on Facebook by typing in The Smears. And hello to Em, Nat and Colin. Hope you're doing well, and thanks very much for sending those things through. Bit of an in-joke, that one, from the past, didn't it?
Been a while, yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, a bit of a while. Absolutely brilliant song. The reason we're playing that will become clear towards the end of this show. But anyway, that is free for download. That's from The Smears. They're a great band. I love watching them. Right, I don't want to know anything. I've already asked that. Oh, I'm all excited. I'm all of a fluster. I've had a few problems with my Skype, haven't I? And it's sent me a little bit doolally. I have some additional material for you. Now, unbelievably, we've actually got a bit of a backlog.
No.
Of Poetry Corners and Comedy Suburbs.
No.
We will be catching up. I don't want you to stop sending them. Please do. If you have a poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email, Poetry Corner. If you have a joke for us, send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type your email, Comedy Suburbs. That's what a couple of people have done this week, Tony. And straight up, we have your favourite and mine. It's Joni Hates Jeers back in the house, Fred. And now, this is coming late.
Okay.
Because I didn't check it, and it was in response to our second Halloween show.
Right.
So it's only a week late, but it's fine. Here goes. This is Joni H. Jeers' latest classic limerick. Hey, P&T. More Halloween special, how wonderfully spooky. You punky boys, I search geeks with no nuki. As you stir up your jism, I'll head off on my bism, leave you Han Solo with your angry great Wookie. I wish I had one. That's so angry. That's from Joni H. Gears, who is the were Wolverhampton witch wanker. See, which would have been brilliant if we read it out during Halloween, but instead I'm weeks late. Sorry about that. She is, of course, moving around the country, licking women one city at a time. That quote is from?
Yourself.
Exactly. Next up, as if that wasn't enough, we have another one here. I didn't read this out last week, did I? No, I didn't. Paul, hope this little ditty meets the minimum standards of punky quality control. This is from Big Papa Bear, the Chorley Chicken Joker, who we did read out a poem from last week.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the limerick. It was a long one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. Here he goes. There is a punkette called Joni with fingers long, strong and bony. Her flicking the bean has become quite obscene. The girls had more twat than poor Tony. which is true of late. Yeah. And that's from the Chorley Chicken Joker, disappointing women one poke at a time. No. And before we move on to the next song, I've totally got a lot to get through. This is this week's joke. Now, when I first read this, I thought no woman is capable of sending this. Was I right? You be the judge. This came through to paulieb@punkyradio.com. The email was titled Comedy Suburbs. DIY tip of the week. If a woman is on all fours with cum dripping from her arse and both corners of her mouth, what does this tell you?
Don't know.
Your floor's level.
Nice.
That came through from Caroline Jackson. Thank you, Caroline. We appear to have more filthy women listening to this show than men. Anyway, keep them coming. They don't have to be rude, but I'm not going to say anything about it if they are. That's quite possibly one of the dirtiest jokes I've ever read out on this show. And I hope you all enjoyed it out there in Punky Radio Land. Time for track two, Tony. You up for that?
Yes.
Yes. This is a band called The Black Stars. You haven't played these before. These came through from Manila PR. And they said, would you be interested in this band, The Black Stars? And I just had a look at the thing they send through, the bump they send through. And I just said, the band are called The Black Stars. The song's called Read My Lips. And one of the members of the band is called Randy Feline. Of course I want to play them. What is their MySpace page, Tony?
MySpace.com/TheBlackStars?
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/TheBlackStars69. Oh, extra dirty. It's probably the internet too. Tony Neil, Read My Lips. Stars and Read My Lips, Tony. A classic track, I'm sure you agree.
Nice.
Absolutely, I do. That's your one word default review of so many bands. You're listening to The Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks, Steve. That's a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
It's okay.
We've not heard from The Cemetery Surfers much in a while, have we? How are you doing, Jeff? Ugly Shoes.
Yeah, he moved, didn't he? I think after that, I've not heard anything from him.
Ah, I see. Now then, have you got any podcast alley comments for us?
I do.
Oh.
Thank you for all your comments. We've not had so many this month, so please don't forget, vote for us at Podcast Alley. Or just leave us a comment. It doesn't have to be a vote, but we enjoy getting your comments, so please do leave us a comment.
Yeah,
or
but or just, quite frankly, or just give up.
You could leave us a Facebook comment as well.
Yeah.
Either or, really. But Podcast Alley
just
this week.
Just keep the comments something somehow.
Yeah. So you can have do it at Podcast Alley by going to punkyradio.com, top of the screen, important, please vote for his link, hit that, and then to your email address and a comment. Or you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search for Punky Radio. It's the radio station page that appears. Leave us a comment on our wall and like our page. Or you can go to our Google Plus page. It's linked from our Facebook page. Or you can go to gplus.2/Punky Radio or search for Punky Radio on Google Plus and leave us a comment on our wall on there. They will be checked, and any comments you leave will be read out on the show, so please do get those in.
Well, unless they're rubbish.
Well, I don't know, so I'll probably read the rubbish ones out.
Well, true, yeah.
But you know, if we've got five good ones and one shit one, the shit one will go. You know.
Yeah.
Couple of Podcast Alley ones, and here they are. A wacky dee, wacky do. Woohoo! I'm voting on Podcast Alley because I know how important it is, and I want it to be a lesson to everybody. Vote for Punky. Vote for Freedom. Vote for Pedro. Vote for Nigel Barton. Alright, don't then. I'm now going to leave a review on iTunes, sending a poem, sending a joke, submitting as a twat, and hey, whatever happened to a Psalm of the Week? Salutations, Polly B. Especially, why would it happen to a Psalm of the Week?
Well, he got caught.
Yeah, that's a good point. He's dead now, isn't he?
And suddenly he didn't have half a dozen MySpace pages, did he? It was funny when we kept finding new Osama Bin Laden profiles on MySpace. I did enjoy that briefly. So that was from me, was it?
That was from yourself.
I wonder when I sent that. I've got no memory of it.
Nice. The next one. Voting is good. Wow, I just voted for Punky Radio, and then I won the lottery. I'm not saying they're too related, but what I am saying is that it can't hurt your chances. And that's from me.
Right.
Thanks, me.
So your two comments this week are from us.
Yeah.
Did you actually win the lottery?
No, I just trying to get people to vote. It didn't work.
See, at least I told the truth. You're lying for votes. You're no better than the Tories.
I'm such a whore. Oh, no better than too nice.
Anyway, that concludes that, doesn't it?
Yes. Yep.
So, yeah, leave us a comment somewhere. I know we're getting into Christmas and the things slow down a bit, but, you know, we like it when you do, and it breaks up us two talking bollocks to each other, quite frankly. This band we've never played before, Tom.
Okay.
It's the latest release from Dirty Water Records. Enjoy this, and enjoy it a lot. This is the Dustaphonics, Chura Faster Pussycat. We'll be right back.
try anything. I just do it. Like, I don't beat clocks. Just people. Wanna try me?
Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath. The Sanctus doing a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Dusterphonics. We're going to be playing something else by then. I like it a lot. It's I'd never heard of them before, and it's, I say, a new release on Dirty Water Records, and it's got a kind of a, it's like a cross between sort of soul and garage and rock and roll, and it's just really catchy. It's really, really good. I like it. Did you do anything last week?
Not massively, no. Usual case, workhouse.
Right. Oh, what? You had to go to the workhouse?
Think workhouse, yes. Yeah.
They reopened the workhouse and then several relatives are in the loony bin. I did my shows in Hitchin and Letchworth last week, Tony.
Oh, nice.
And they featured two acts by the name of Tony Law, Matthew Hardy, both fantastic acts. Had a really good night. Both nights on a Friday night. Matthew was staying over, and on the Friday night we went to the Victoria pub after the gig, where I unofficially opened 11.
Oh, right.
That's
course.
Right. I unofficially opened time. I unofficially opened opened. I didn't go to Gretna Green to do it. 11 minutes past 11 and 11 seconds on the 11th day of the 11th month 2011. I cut a bit of ribbon and went, 11's open.
Nice.
And it was like, we had a bit of a mess, because I had to get 11 people outside really quickly, because I was late there. We actually did it at 11:12. Don't tell anyone. If you'd like to read all about it, you can do on my unofficial openings blog, which is unofficialopenings.blogspot.com. After that, I got dragged to K Passa, which is quite possibly one of the worst places to have a drink in Itchen. It's a nightmare, but it's open late. While I was in there, this lad walked up. He was a bit pissed. And he said, "Wow, Paul." Like, yes. He goes, "Remember me?" And I said, "No." And he said, "I'm Barry Wallace." And I went, "So?" And he said, "I was 3 years below you at primary school. Give us a chance."
Oh, really?
Like, he said, "My sister's here as well." I went, "Really?" He went, "Yeah, Julie." I went, "So?" He went, "She was in your class at primary school." I went, "Right. 32 years ago, give me a chance." Anyway, I had a really good chat with them. Everything's worked out all fine. Fine for them, that was good. Then we went home, and eventually me and Matt, and we drank some cannabis absinthe.
Nice.
Well, it wasn't. We drank that and red wine, and then had a 3-hour argument about what neither of us can remember. On Saturday, we were a little the worse the wear for most of the day. Went out, did the gig again Saturday night, then went to the Arena Tavern, where we go afterwards. Well, we bumped into all sorts of people and then remembered that we'd been invited to a party. So I texted the people at the party and said, "Hey, are we still allowed to come around?" They went, "Yeah, of course." So we went around there, and the reason they said, "Yeah, of course," because nearly everyone else had left and they wanted to fill out again.
Nice.
There weren't that many of us there, but we still did a great job. They cooked loads of good food. So I had some Italian thing that's named, I can't remember, and two bowls of chilli and as much red wine as I could get down me in approximately an hour and a half. Went back, had another argument with Matt. Great night. Sunday, I was supposed to go and see Tom Hingley, the lead singer of the Inspired Carpet, who was playing in Hitchin, but I couldn't be bothered.
Okay.
That's terrible, isn't it? Started a night in and played Travel. I'm cracked.
No.
I didn't even play it with other people. I played online. Well, I played with other people, but not ones I knew. I played Scrabble online. I've sort of given up poker. I got over 200 million again on poker. I thought, you know what? I've got this thing lit. So I've been doing Scrabble. I've been doing all right, actually. I've got about a 75% win ratio going all right. If you fancy a game, if you're outside the US and Canada, you can play Scrabble with me on Facebook. If you're inside the US and Canada, it's not licensed, not allowed.
Oh, the proper Scrabble now, is it?
Yeah, proper Scrabble. But it is really good. So anyway, I did that. I'm going to play the next song now.
Okay.
And from Scrabble to Australian Oi Punk. In the same sense, isn't it? This is a band called Rust. We played a couple of tracks off this album. I really like it. It's called Lean Mean Street Machine. The title track is out. We are going to play that at some point, I think, are we? No, I was lying. We are going to play the title track, or Aussie Rock and Roll at some point, but not this week. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Rust's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/RustMusic.
No, MySpace.com/RustPunk, which makes it probably the internet 3, Tony Neil. And what is the Dustaphonics MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Dustaphonics.
No, it's MySpace.com/TheDustaphonics. Probably the internet 4, Tony Neil. This is Rock and Roll Gunslinger.
Time to heal. Fortune's party to bring you down. 44.
That was a band called Templeton Peck, Tony.
Oh, okay.
And the track called Break the Habit from their new album. Thank you very much to Simon Knott and People Like You Records for sending that one through to us. A little bit of a departure for Punky, that one, but I thought it would sit nicely after Rust, sort of two sides of the same coin, if you like. If you'd like to find out more about them, they've got an official website. What is it, Tony?
TempletonPeck.com.
No, I gave you a clue there. It's TempletonPeckOfficial.com. Probably be the internet. Five, Tony Neil. You're listening to Dr. Slaggleby underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
That's okay.
You got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's
International Gig Guide 12
bar. Yep, another week, another 3 gigs at 12 bar club. Doing the weekend as per usual, Friday to Sunday. Don't forget, it's still on Denmark Street in London, so do check it out if you have a spare night and you want some great music. There's always something good on, basically.
There is always something good on.
Mm. This Friday, The Feathers, The Cutouts, The Emma Wilson Band, Teenage Crime, and The Roves. How much do you think that is?
£6.
£5.
Oh.
Saturday night, 19th of November. Rude Mechanicals, Trond K and the Serious Issues, The Choo Choo Trains, Extradition Order, The Men from the 20s, The Count of Chateau Noir, and Lucy's Diary. It's the Autumn Anti-Folk Fest.
Wow.
Mm.
That's quite a lineup.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
I don't think it is on a Saturday night.
£6.
It is.
Oh, got one. He tried to fool me with the amount of bands on, but I wasn't falling for it, not on this occasion.
Okay. And Sunday, 20th. Laps Around the Sun, The BDDM, Hellish Flavours, Scienta Disdain. It's a Scienta Disdain presents Well They Are Only a Two Piece, a unique evening of forward thinking, boundary pushing two piece amalgams.
Record breakers!
How much do you think it is?
I'm going to go £6 again.
£4.
Oh, that's because there's less people on.
Yeah.
They've had a discount because they're all two pieces. Great. Well, that sounds like a cracking weekend.
Mm.
Does that conclude?
Yeah.
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar. I've been waiting to play this band for a long time, mate.
Okay.
My mate Ivan stroke Ivan is from Belgium, and I've been calling him Marco for the last 4 years because I'm that sort of a penis. Right? And I see him at the Psychobilly meeting every summer, and last summer I said, how come you're always here? What's your background? He said, oh, I'm in a band called Van Machine. I went, why haven't you told me about them before? He went, well, I didn't know that you did the punky thing. I've only just sort of found out. I went, well, have you got a CD? He said, yeah. I said, well, post me it. He finally has done. It's really, really good. It's kind of more neo-rockabilly than psychobilly, I'd say, but it's really, really good stuff. And to whoever it was that said, you seem to play a lot of psychobilly on this show, and I said, no, we don't. Here's some sort of psychobilly. This is a great track. This is from their album, which I have here. This is from the album Shut Up and Be Cool About It. We're going to be playing something else off this because it's really, really good. It's out now, probably via their MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/fanmachine.
It is indeed. Tony 1, point being internet 5. It's over. No matter to let you in, but it seemed to me like a nice surprise that you're out of buried after it's over. So leave me, baby, it's over. But I say it's over, it's over, alright. But I make you first, it's right, all done. Then no trouble, I've just begun. Think about friends for Valentine. We'll show that if you won't mind, it's over. So leave me, baby, it's over. But I say it's over, it's over, alright. First tell me, I told you so. Paper, baby, I'll let you go. It should have come as a no surprise. The game makes some cold as I get sober. So leave me, baby, it's over. But I say it's over, it's over, and I'm alright. I didn't know what was wrong with me. I gotta see what's going to be. I'm thinking to myself, this can't go wrong. I'm gonna shake, it's gotta be strong, it's over. So leave me, baby, it's over. But I say it's over, it's over, and I'm alright. Alright.
Well, rest on me, I told you so. Baby, baby, I have to let you go. It should have come as a no surprise. The gate that makes some cold inside, it's so weird. So let me baby, it's all. When I say it's all, it's all in and alright. Look what was wrong with me. I can never see what's going to be. Thinking of myself, this can't go on. My core and shake, it's gotta be strong. It's over. So leave me, baby, it's over. I say it's over, it's over, not alright. It's over, not, it's over, not alright. It's over, not, it's over, not alright.
Snickerdoddles.
You're listening to The Planet Smashers underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I haven't heard from the Planet Smashers in a long time.
That's true.
To get in touch with them, see how they're doing. I think they're still going. I mean, they were just about the biggest ska band in Canada. I imagine they still are. If you are Canadian and you know anything about the Planet Smashers recently, why not email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email, Planet Smashers. Tony, you got anything planned this week?
Nope. The usual. Damping timber surveys and arguing with estate agents. That's what I do.
Right. I've got two... big things going on.
Okay.
Shortly after we make this show, I've got a gig in Prague.
That's
quite big news, isn't it? I'm going for one night.
Wow.
Once again, my carbon footprint is going to be fucked. Really, really, really looking forward to it. It's going to be great fun. I'm only there for one night. I'm going to get there sort of mid-afternoon. I'll get a few hours in Prague. I'm doing the gig at night, and then I'm on the red-eye, well, the first flight in the morning the next day. I'm in a hotel, but I may not go to sleep. I might just play through and hope I'm allowed on the plane on the way back. Really looking forward to it. I haven't been to Prague since we went.
Oh, wow, okay.
From that 2005?
Yeah.
I think that was 2005.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was 2005, I think. But anyway, first time in at least 6 years. So I am looking forward to that very much. And I've got a bit of a landmark this weekend.
Okay.
Because on Friday and Saturday night, I'll be celebrating 20 years of me doing stand-up comedy.
Bloody hell.
I know. Two decades of me. Jesus. And most people, when they reach a landmark like that, they maybe do something special, book a big theatre and get all their showbiz mates on and have a great time. I'm on in the middle of the Frog and Bucket in Manchester. Because I forgot about it. I forgot about, you know, this massive landmark, 20 years. Some of our listeners are younger than my stand-up career. That's terrifying. So that's this weekend at the Frog and Bucket, and I'm hoping to bump into a few Manchester mates while I'm there. I'll let you know how it all goes next week's show. And that is my plan this week, my friend. Next track... mm-hmm. is by a band, at least one member of which I met last week when I went to see The Dark Shadows. This is Rattling Bone. Who Do You Love?
Yeah. you love?
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bears this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Rattling Bone, who we've played a few times on the show and who I have previously described as sounding like Tom Waits in a really bad mood.
Hmm.
And they really liked that description of it. Someone else said he sounded like Cab Calloway on speed. I prefer R1.
Nice.
And hello to Karen, Karen, who sent that through to me from the band. You're right in thinking that does sound rather like Bo Diddley, but I thought we'd play it anyway because it's really, really good. And nice and slow after a lot of, frankly, very fast songs we've been playing this week. Now then, have you got a twat?
I do.
Brilliant.
Still need more nominations though, so if you do have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It's simple. Get your emails in now. All twats received with thanks, and every email we've replied to, so do get them in. But I do have one this week, and it's a bit of a revisit, but I'll read on and you'll see what I mean. My brother told me about your podcast over the weekend. Apparently he's kept it a secret in fear of family fallback. I love it. Our uncles truly are twats.
Oh, is this what I think it is?
It is. And deserve to be called twats whenever possible. Ha. I'm tossing around the idea of telling you guys the whole Uncle Randy and Uncle Kelly are twats story.
Who?
Uncle Kelly.
Oh.
But, okay. To make
this
a long...
is a new development.
Exactly. To make a long story short... Twat Uncle Randy loaned Twat Uncle Kelly over $300,000 to pay for a home in Malibu, and when Twat Uncle Kelly didn't pay it back, Twat Uncle Randy thought it was a good idea to sell our dying nanny's house out from under her. He then took the money and ran, buying a $1 million home in California with his young wife and leaving sweet nanny to die slowly in my mother's care.
So hang on, so actually it's Twatty Uncle Kelly who started all this mess.
He started it rolling, yeah. All parties agreed that since my mother took care of her till her dying breath, that all money left over in the will would go to my mother. Twat Uncle Kelly, being the selfish twat that he is now demanding his piece of the money, of course. What twat wouldn't? He recently offered my mother his furniture to smooth things over. Yeah, he's used furniture. How twatful. So basically, this all started because Twat Uncle Kelly was a selfish money-grabbing twat, leading to Twat Uncle Randy to admit his true twat stench. My family lives happy in Seattle, safe distance from the punkiless twat uncle's infectious ooze. Fucking twats. Amazing, our mother, not a twat, still loves her twatchiest brothers. But as for my brother and I, well, we see the twat for what it is. A twat. So there you have it. There's a summed up story of our uncle twats. Obviously, we try to keep our sense of humour despite the blatant twatathon going on over the past few years.
It has been a twatathon, hasn't it?
Thank you for your ongoing support, and thank you to the fans for the beautifully bad ballads and response. Thank you again. Have a twat-free day. New punky fan, Jilly Willy.
Well, what can I say? It's just, the more I hear about Uncle Randy and now Uncle Kelly, the more that I just think that they deserve a proper international twatting.
Exactly. So, you ready?
And my sympathies for the rest of the family. I mean, it's always difficult.
It's a horrible story.
When someone dies and leaves money and all that. And all that you can hope for, really, is that people are decent about the whole thing.
Mm.
But and it, when it, people it, aren't decent about the whole thing, when, it rips it, families apart. It's
yeah,
absolutely it awful. And I'm sure that people listening to this will be horrified by the outrageous twattiness that's been going on there. So come on, let's give it a full-on double twatting.
Okay. Do you want both at once or do you want them separately?
Both.
Okay, so...
Because by the time I've twatted one, I'll have already theoretically have twatted the other.
Cool. So twat Uncle Randy and twat Uncle Kelly from California.
So they're both from California, are they? Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Both from California.
Sorry, my fault. My fault. Maybe I just want to really, really rub this in slowly. Come on.
Okay. So
do it from the top.
To twat Uncle Randy and twat Uncle Kelly from California...
is a twat. Fucking pair of fucking twats. Right.
Yeah.
And now, in lighter news, last song this week is again from The Smears that we played at the start of the show. The reason we played it at the start of the show is that that track, Roth, has been about for a while and has been free to download for a while. But they've got a new single out that's not free, that's absolutely brilliant. So I'm going to ask you once again, Tony, what is The Smears' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/the_Smears.
Yes, Tony 2, probably minutes at 5. And what was Rattling Bone's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Rattling Bone.
It was indeed, so you actually came back all right. Okay. It's probably been Internet 5, Tony 3. This is the Smears' new single, and I do recommend that you go away and buy it, purchase it, download it from the usual places you can buy music from online. But certainly if you go via their MySpace page, the information is there. Thank you very much once again to Colin for sending this through. I absolutely love this song. This is... quite fitting for said twatting.
Hmm.
This is Freak Show.
Takes more than you just take care of me.
That was The Smears and Freak Show, and that is a great new single, downloadable right now. Make sure it's the next thing you do after this show has finished. There are, however, some other things we want you to do on the show, and they are, of course, Tony.
Yeah, please do review us at iTunes. It's really important. Please do get those in. Easy way to do this, go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up iTunes or the music store on our page where you can review us. You'll need to log in. It costs nothing. Most people have an iTunes account anyway, and takes but a moment. So review us, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. We also don't forget to get in your podcast alley or Facebook or Google Plus comments on our wall so we can read them out. And I do need to act. If you can top the Uncle Randy, brilliant, but it doesn't have to top it. But
it doesn't. It's going to be difficult to top those fucking pair of twats. Yeah. But there's all manner of twattage in the world, and we want to hear about it.
And that's it, I think.
That's about it. Thanks very much to everyone listening to us online on the various internet radio stations we can listen to. John, just list them quickly.
Yeah, we're on Pussy Skunk, we're on the Internet Talk Superstation, we're on Mover Radio, Channel 2, the hard drive, MOVARadio.com, and finally we're on Pudunk, PudunkRadio.com.
Yeah, and thank you to all of those stations carrying the show. Thank you to you for listening. Until next week, say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog.
Bunch of guns!